USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press that he decided against the retaliatory strike against Iran after hearing from the military how many people could die.
I thought about it for a second. I said, you know what? They shut down an unmanned drone, plane, whatever you want to call it. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people. That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson says it's bad the president appears indecisive.
The president is not acting carefully at this time. And he has many of us very concerned about the direction of our country at this crucial time.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A Hawaiian skydiving plane crashed on Oahu's north shore on Friday. Honolulu Fire Chief Manuel Neves says firefighters found the wreckage of a twin-engine aircraft fully engulfed in flames.
It was a skydive aircraft, and right now the initial report is 9 souls that were on board, and it doesn't appear that anybody survived.
Those on board will be named after notification to their families. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Also on Friday, New Hampshire State Police are still investigating a bad crash involving motorcycles and a pickup truck. State Police Captain Chris Vedder says it was a bad crash with many fatalities.
Upon arrival, we found that there were a large number of motorcycles that were involved in the accident, as was the pickup truck. We're able to confirm that we have 7 fatalities at this point.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A longtime supporter and advisor to President Trump is back in the news, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
In a new court filing, federal prosecutors are alleging that longtime Trump associate Roger Stone violated his gag order in his criminal case with recent social media posts. Stone was subject to the judicial order barring him from commenting about matters involving the Russia investigation and his own criminal trial. At issue are posts that Stone started making a few days ago, including a message asking why several major news organizations didn't cover a recent filing his lawyers made, arguing that the government did not independently verify that Russian operatives hacked the Democratic National Committee in 2016. And in 2 of the posts, Stone tagged multiple media outlets. The court papers also reference a now-deleted Stone Instagram post on June 2nd, showing a picture of former CIA Chief John Brennan with a message, "This psycho must be charged, tried, convicted, and hung for treason." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Raids targeting immigrant families could be carried out as soon as Sunday. President Trump said on Twitter, "They will be removed as fast as they come in." A senior immigration official has confirmed that ICE is set to launch raids in 10 cities targeting about 2,000 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.